Bishop Kagan, I welcome you back to St. Wenceslaus as I now present our confirmandi, William Aseth. Just the candidate, please. Landon Ammon. Austin Anderson. Alandra Andrus. Jason Andrus. Logan Benz. Sydney Binstock. Isaac Clifton. Jacob Daniel. Jaden Decker. Briley Farnsworth. Jenilee Forster. Joyce Hauk. Nikolai Hauk. Ethan Hirschfeld. Nathaniel Jillick. Griffin Obergewich. Audrey Oy. Ashley Pavlicek. Zachary Pavlicek. Nicolette Rice. Ethan Rickson. Shane Schweiger. And Cara Warner. Bishop Kagan, these are our candidates for this year.
Thank you, Monsignor. This is to be brief, as the church tells bishops. Whether bishops obeyed the church or not is another thing. However, one of the hallmarks of both the Easter season itself, which we continue to celebrate, and the specific celebration of the sacrament of confirmation come together very nicely. And that is a real proof of what a confirmed Catholic can accomplish if he or she allows the Holy Spirit not just into one's life, but allows the Holy Spirit to guide one's life. Specifically, one of the prominent among so many saints of the Easter season, but perhaps more so than the others, is Saint Peter. Now, we celebrated not all that long ago the great Paschal Triduum of Holy Thursday through Good Friday through Holy Saturday right into Easter Sunday. Remember how bold and well-spoken Saint Peter was at the Last Supper, so much so, he was shocked that Jesus knelt down in front of him and washed his feet. You remember that. And even at that same Last Supper, Jesus announces that one of you will betray me. And in the course of the conversation, it's Peter again who says, "Lord, even if everybody else does, I will never deny you." And Then we move to Good Friday, the long, the very beautifully detailed account of our Lord's passion, crucifixion, and death and burial given to us by St. John himself. And there's Peter again, following Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. And in spite of all of his claims at the Last Supper, Peter denies Jesus not once, not twice, three times. But what's notable about Peter, as soon as he does it, Jesus looks at him. Not to condemn him, but in great loving mercy, assure him all's not lost. Peter assuredly goes out and he weeps bitter tears because of what he's done. And now we fast forward beyond Easter Sunday and the incredible joy they experience when it's Jesus himself who shows them he is not dead. He's alive. He's not a ghost. He has a body, risen from the dead and glorified. And to now, today's first reading, which of course is part of the account of what happened on that first Pentecost. But let's go back to my point. You young people, in a few moments, maybe not in as dramatic a fashion as the Holy Spirit descended on our Blessed Mother and those apostles and first disciples in that upper room, with a whirlwind of fire. But nonetheless, what they received, you will receive with the same abundance. Those seven gifts and graces by which you are to do right here, today, tomorrow, the next day, whether it's here in Dickinson or someplace else in North Dakota or the United States or wherever the Holy Spirit leads you, if you let him, you are to do exactly what St. Peter did announce Christ. Not dead, but risen for our sakes and never to die again. How do you do that? It's a daunting task. But if St. Peter could do it, and he did it, you will be able to do the same. Every single person in this church who is a confirmed Roman Catholic is to do the same. Whether or not we do it or do it very well, we are to do it. And we can do it. If we choose to let God the Holy Spirit guide us. That's the great mystery of the sacrament of confirmation. But it's also an even greater privilege and responsibility to be a confirmed Catholic. Will it always be easy to do what St. Peter did? No, it wasn't easy for him. he ended up being crucified for Christ. You and I may not end up that way, but don't ever doubt that to follow Christ requires not just effort, but sacrifice. And everyone will not like you because of it. There is suffering for the sake of Christ and his church, but that too is a privilege. If it was good enough for the apostles, it's good enough for us. How do we do that? How do we get through that? On our own, we can't. With the Holy Spirit's guidance, his presence in our lives, we not only can get through it, we do so. And the good example we set helps others come to know who it is we love and serve, helps them to do the same. So I would ask you young people to be confirmed. If you would stand, please. Everyone else may remain seated. The apostles who had received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost in fulfillment of the Lord's promise had power to complete the work of baptism by giving of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles. The bishops, as successors of the apostles, possess the same power, and either in their own right or through priests lawfully appointed to fulfill this ministry, they confirm the Holy Spirit on those who have already been born again in baptism. Dearly beloved, with the gift of the Holy Spirit, which you are about to receive, will be a spiritual seal by which you will be conformed to Christ and will be made more fully members of his church. And therefore, you who are already baptized will now receive the power of his Spirit and be signed with his cross on your foreheads. And so you must always bear witness to his passion and resurrection before the world, so that your manner of life, as the apostle says, may be in every place the pleasing fragrance of Christ. Be living members of his church, therefore, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, seek to serve all people like Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. And now, before you receive the Spirit, call to mind the faith which your parents and godparents professed for you with the church. Do you renounce Satan and all his works and empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who today, through the sacrament of confirmation, is given to you in a special way, just as he was given to the apostles on the day of Pentecost? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Dearly beloved, Let us pray to God, the Almighty Father, for these his adopted sons and daughters, already born again to eternal life in baptism, that he will graciously pour out the Holy Spirit upon them to confirm them with his abundant gifts, and through his anointing, conform them more fully to Christ, the Son of God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought these your servants to new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, freeing them from sin, send upon them, O Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety. Fill them with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. George, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Luke, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Anthony, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Jana, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Sebastian, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. John, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Jordan, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Andrew, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Thomas, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Joanna, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Veronica, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Rose, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Celia, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Vincent DePaul, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Francis of Assisi, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Maximilian Colby, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Sebastian, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Cecilia, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Veronica, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Luke, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Cecilia, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. David, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. John, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Barbara, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you.